Well, I started with Aramark and the schools in September of 2019, and things have been going great since then. Previous to that, for 15 years, I was the clubhouse chef of the Cleveland Indians.
Whoa, that's actually super cool.
I personally cooked for the players, coaches, and trainers and staff for all the game days.
Wow. So what was that like? I mean, what do they eat, first off? Is it super healthy? Do they have to eat very, like, nutritionally packed meals that follow specific guidelines, or were you able to be creative?
We were able to be creative, but we had to work with our team nutritionist to make sure the guys were staying healthy and eating properly. And every player pretty much had a different diet. There was a couple guys from Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic. Some of their requests were a little strange compared to what we would.
Oh, yeah. More of their traditional foods. I can see that.
There were some pretty neat things that they would want and stuff that I didn't really care for too much.
You know, years ago, before coming to O'Leary Schools, I used to work for a food magazine. And one of the trips that I took was actually out to Colorado, and we went to the Olympic Training Center, and I found it fascinating that, like, their lunchroom had different, each food station had different colored categories of the food that was served there, and it was based on their nutritional needs as an athlete. So based on whatever sport their specialty was where they went to get their food, because some of it was more carb-based, some of it was more protein-based, and I imagine it would be similar when you're dealing with professional athletes.
Yes, it was very similar. We had the same type setups. You know, some guys would get 2 cups of rice, one would get 1 cup of rice, depending on the diets they were on.
So what was Slider's diet?
I didn't really deal with Slider.
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs. Giant pretzels and cheese. So you said that you were there for 15 years, but what was your official training? Where did you go to school? And then what was your path to the Cleveland Indians?
So I went to school at Pennsylvania Institute of Culinary Arts. Then from there, after graduation, I started working at Elyria Country Club for a few years. So that was nice right here in town where I grew up.
So you need to say that. You're born and bred here in Elyria, which is super cool.
In Elyria, so it's great to be home. After Elyria Country Club, I got to work with Michael Simon at Lola's for a few years.
He's a dynamic guy, at least it seems like. You know, I've never met him in person, but is he as dynamic in person as he is on TV?
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He was a great boss to work for.
Yeah. So after that, where is that when you went to the Indians?
That's when I went to the Indians.
Wow. So what was your typical day there?
Normally, I'd go shopping in the morning about 7 or 8 o'clock, get to the stadium by 9, and if that game was at 7 that night, I'd be there till the end of the game, and we'd serve dinner.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes it was there till 11 or midnight. So it was definitely long days.
And did you shop locally at, like, the market downtown?
Yeah, Westside Market, sometimes Heinen's. A lot of guys with their diets, they would want individual type items, like, you know, ranch dressing. We had 3 different brands of it because one guy wouldn't like Hidden Valley. He had to have Kraft.
Oh.
So there was a lot of that kind of stuff going on. And we definitely spoiled them. And those guys are, you know, kind of transitioning to what I do now. It's like they were almost like big kids.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard for them to eat their vegetables. So you had to be creative on, you know, how could you cook these vegetables to make them edible for a 25-year-old superstar?
Yeah, that's true. But the demands, I'm sure, I mean, on them for, you know, their performance. And that's actually really funny story, the vegetable piece. Right. Because so what were some of your tricks to hiding vegetables?
Not even so much hiding them. Anytime you roast or grill something.
Yeah.
Like grilled asparagus is a lot better than just boiled where it's mushy.
Definitely.
And,
yeah.
You know, the guys like roasted cauliflower and broccoli and, you know, just making sure foods were well seasoned.
Yeah.
I think that's the key to any kind of cooking. Like, make sure your food's seasoned well.
Improve
the taste of everything.
Yeah. And I saw a cooking show one time and she was talking about seasoning at every level. Do you have like that same philosophy?
Yes.
You know, so, like, anytime you add something in, you're reseasoning. Like,
you never really want to season at the table.
Yeah.
And food just tastes salty.
Yeah, no, great point. What are some of your favorite seasonings before we get into talking about school meals? But, you know, some of your chef tips now, like what are some of your favorite staple, kitchen staple items?
Salt is number one. Pepper is number two. I like using fresh thyme and fresh rosemary as seasonings.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic.
So here you are, you're in Elyria school. So what had you, you know, drawn, I know you came from Elyria, so obviously the draw to come back home must have been great, but what it took you away from the Indians and over to Aramark?
I think it was just a combination. I was married last year in January, so I knew that was coming. So I wanted to be at home more, and just with the long hours of,
yeah,
and demand of being on the road traveling for spring training, and that I wanted to have a more stable work schedule. So now this allows me to do that.
Yeah.
You know, working Monday through Friday, being home every night at a decent hour. So
yeah, that's probably not a typical schedule for a chef.
Correct.
Yeah, long hours, lots of weekends. Yep. And yeah. Well, we're thrilled to have you. Here you are in Elyria. And, you know, I have to say, school for food service always gets a bad rap for years. I mean, it's been the butt of everybody's joke for many, many years. But school food service has really improved and changed over many years, and especially in today's age. Wouldn't you agree?
I do agree. I know the food we're serving now is not what I had when I went to school.
Yeah.
And it all depends, like, what do the kids want? You know, a lot of kids want fried foods and cookies, and, you know, that's not what they're eating right now. You know, and it's like, but having fresh vegetables and fruits available, which we always had fruit cups, you know, that was in the sugary syrup. And it's like, I don't care for that. I'd rather have fresh fruit.
So yeah.
Just the choices have changed. And, you know, then our job is to, how do we kind of trick these kids into eating things that are healthier that they normally wouldn't want to eat? So that's our big challenge, is, you know, having more participation in our lunch program.
A lifelong challenge.
Yeah. As you grow up too, getting your fruits and veggies. But you know, Mark, you talked about something that I think was really important. You know, kids, they have certain tastes, and pizza and French fries and chicken nuggets are really up there, especially the younger they are. But you guys are very much required to follow very stringent nutritional guidelines by the federal government. And it's not always easy to give your customers exactly what they're looking for, what they might get at, you know, Applebee's or even the fast food places, what they might be more used to. So how do you accomplish that these days in school food service?
It's definitely tricky, and that's where, like, seasoning would come into things. Like, for our French fries, we're not allowed to salt them per the USDA guidelines, but there is Cajun seasoning, there's, you know, Mesquite barbecue seasoning, there's garlic herb seasoning. It seems like the kids really like to enjoy that.
Oh, neat.
You know, chicken nuggets, they like that, but, you know, what kind of sauces could we have with that for dipping sauce? You know, and we have barbecue, ranch, hot sauce, so that keep them happy with that.
You know, and I've been surprised over the years that at least the kids in Elyria schools, they've been exposed to more like a salad bar kind of setup with fruit and veggies and stuff. And they really like it. They seem to enjoy having the fresh vegetables available to them. And they can have as much of that as they want, right? Fruits, yes, and vegetables.
Yes. And definitely at the high school last year, we had a salad bar with, you know, 12 to 20 different toppings every day, and kids really enjoyed that, to be able to make their own salad and put exactly what they want on it.
Yeah, salad bars are so great anywhere you go, so to have it right in school. And you mentioned Elyria High, which is where the food is prepared for the whole district. You want to talk a little bit about that? That might surprise some people.
So the high school is the food hub for the whole district. So we are a satellite district where we send out all the food from the high school, and it's delivered to all the schools to be served.
How's that work? Like, it's trucked out, but yes, like, you know, you guys have big warming stations and things like that go with it.
So we have warmers that plug into the walls and they stay warm in the trucks. And then at the schools, when they're dropped off, they stay warm. So it's definitely a challenge you know, making sure the timing of everything works out. And we have three trucks that go out every morning and send out the lunches for the day.